today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Well, we're celebrating the Easter season, Resurrection Day, the day when Jesus rose from the grave, the greatest day ever in all of human history. And I hope that you're finding a way to celebrate. And I don't mean hunting eggs. I mean worshiping the Lord and honoring the Lord and thanking the Lord and calling unto Him. I tell you, God did a great thing that day on Resurrection Day. And we're going to be talking about that today as we open the Bible and consider His Word. In the meantime, I'd encourage you to go visit our website at considerhisword.org. Number of things you'll find there, many resources you'll find there. But especially click on the Contact Us page and let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. We would love to hear from you. And if you'll send us your address, we will send you a little pocket-size prayer journal. We've sent out many of these, and I'd love to get one into your hands too. Now, you can do it through the website. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com, or as many do, you can simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. I've never seen a time like we're living in now. Did you ever think there would be a day? Did you ever think you'd see a day when you could not go to church on Resurrection Sunday? And I know churches are finding all kinds of alternative ways to worship. I know some are going on Facebook and doing Facebook Live. Many are taping a service and putting it on their website. I've seen some that have started a small radio station where they're able to broadcast out at least as far as their parking lot, and others who are doing kind of a drive-in service, so many different ways. But you know, thank God for all of that, but it's just not the same. I don't know that it will ever be the same. And I don't know about you, but I'm anxious to get back to the place where I can meet with our people and be able to worship the Lord and to study His Word. I miss the fellowship. And I hope that this program will be a little bit of a taste of fellowship for you today. Certainly, we're going to be in the Word. We're going to be in Matthew 28. I'm going to read the resurrection story, at least parts of it, and then we're going to take a look at just a couple of verses for a few moments. So I'm reading from Matthew chapter 28. The Bible says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to draw toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door that sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before thee into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. What I want to particularly look at today is in verse 5 and 6, and the words of this angel that was there, and what this angel said to them, and how important they were. Now, certainly it was the first day of the week. This would have been a Sunday morning after the Sabbath, when they were going back to the tomb to finish the preparations for the proper burial of Jesus' body. And of course, when they got there, his body was not there. Many during that time thought it was stolen, but it wasn't. It was because Jesus had appeared to many. The Bible speaks of many infallible proofs, and all of the people that saw him. Paul tells us that over 500 people saw him at one time. Now let's look at the words of the angel that these women saw, who was sitting there and really made the first announcement of the resurrection. It's in verse 5. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. The first words out of the angel's mouth were, Fear not. You know that there had to be fear. I'm sure that as they approached the tomb, you know, those soldiers were there. They were afraid of the Romans and what they might do to them if they come to take care of the body of Jesus. I'm sure that they feared the things that had gone on around them, all of the earthquakes and the darkness, and of course, Jesus not being with them, even that would have created fear. I'm sure that they had feared the soldiers. In fact, you know, even the soldiers were afraid of him when he showed up. You go back, verse 4 says, And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Scared them so much, they just fainted. Even his own appearance, I mean, he suddenly appears there. It's not like you see an angel every day, and suddenly he appears in front of them and is speaking to them. They expected to see Jesus. They did not expect to see somebody that would be talking to them. Verse 5 describes his appearance, says that he appeared unto them. Just appeared. He was just there. He didn't walk through the door. He was just there. And so they were afraid of the angel that had showed up. They were afraid that the fact that Jesus was not there. I'm sure that they're thinking, what next? What do we do next? And I know that for some, their first thought was that maybe somebody had taken him away. We have those accounts in Scripture of where I think it was Martha that thought that somebody had taken the body of Jesus, that he was not there. He gave them an assurance of the resurrection. I want you to notice this and what he said. He said, I know you seek Jesus, which is crucified. He's not here, for he is risen as he said. The fact that Jesus was not there, there was an assurance of that resurrection. And he said it was just like he said. He's not here. He's risen. He told you he would rise again. He told you he would come out of that grave. And then he invited them in verse 6, come and see. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. He said, don't just take my word for it. Just look for yourself. See the place where the Lord lay. You realize that they had put him there themselves. And there neatly folded was the napkin and the clothes that were there. And they had put him there themselves. And now he's saying, come see. You know, nobody today can say, come see where the Lord is buried. Come see the grave of Jesus Christ. Oh, many people who have been great, many religious leaders, they will even worship at their grave. Jesus didn't want that. He lived. I've been in places where they've dug up people and they display their bones. They say, come look at these bones at this great person, but not Jesus. The grave is empty. And he said, come and see where the Lord lay. Come see where he was. The tomb was empty. Verse 6, he specifically said, he is not here. He's not there. And then the angel told them, not only offered to show them, but then he gives them this order in verse 7. He said, go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. You see, the resurrection was not to be kept a secret. They said, go and tell them that he's risen from the dead. Go and tell them, and he'll meet you in Galilee. And I love that part where he says, and there you will see him. You realize that Jesus told us to go out and tell the gospel to everyone, to tell about the resurrection of Christ. When you read the book of Acts and you go through the events of the early church, their message was that a man had been crucified on the cross and now had risen from the dead. And they spoke of the resurrection often. Their message was about the resurrection. Now, have you heard preachers say, oh, well, they had a message of love? Well, certainly. But their main reason for preaching and their main reason for going through all that region of Judea and Samaria and Galilee and all over that part of the world was to tell people about a risen Christ. Jesus said, Matthew 28, 18 and 20, later, after he had risen from the dead and they had seen him, Jesus came and spake unto them, all powers given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. After the angel had told them to go, that's exactly what they did. Look in verse 8. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher. They went. It's interesting. Verse 7 starts with, go quickly. And verse 8 says, and they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy. What a combination. I mean, think about that. Fear, I think because they were a little confused, and fear because they didn't know exactly what was going on, but they had joy. Joy because they knew that he had risen from the dead, just as he said. And they went out with joy, and they told the news with great joy. And we ought to do that today, to tell people that God sent his Son, who was crucified on a cruel cross, and is risen from the dead. And that is what we celebrate on Resurrection Day. And I hope you have a great day and will worship the Lord and serve him. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.